Our devotion today is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Napoleon Bonaparte declared himself to be an emperor, even though he really didn't have an empire. The president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, is estimated to be worth $40 billion, primarily off of the backs of his own people. The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is said to have a special train that brings him caviar and special lobster and things from around the world. There's an old expression that you've maybe heard, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that identifies a character flaw that there is inside of us. The more authority that a person is given, oftentimes there's a greater sense of diminishing our morality in order to serve ourselves. The United States Constitution was written in such a way to try to defend against this with so many checks and balances of power. And yet even there, we can still see examples of that happening, sad to say, inside of our system. Now, we may oftentimes shake our heads when we see extreme examples of this in our world, but if we're really honest with ourselves, we realize that this is a character flaw that's hidden down inside of each one of us. Selfish ambition and vain conceit, the Bible talks about, and they're at the core of so many things inside of us. It's interesting that the third sin mentioned in the Bible, when Cain is confronted by God, he says to God, "Am I my brother's keeper?" You look at any news story that you'll find in the news these days and where something has been done wrong, and look at the root of that, and it's almost always some type of self-centeredness. So that expression is true. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, that may be true of us as sinful human beings, but it's not true when it comes to God, our perfect, holy, heavenly Father, and also His Son. And interestingly enough, He really is the one who has absolute power over all things. But this absolute monarch, this absolute powerful king, chooses to come into our world with a completely opposite mindset than we would have. St. Paul once wrote this about Jesus. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. So the absolute king of all things, the absolute monarch, the one who actually does hold and control all earthly wealth, chooses to set all of that aside and to lower himself down into our world to become our Savior. How much deeper or lower of a drop, of a humiliation, could you possibly get than that? That God becomes one of us to suffer and die for us. And the motivating fire that was in God's heart to make this happen was really His concern for you and for me, to get us out of our graves someday. And so on Palm Sunday, we think about how that King from heaven, unlike any other earthly king, comes in such lowliness and humility, taking on the very form of a slave, of a servant for us. And you can see this reflected during Jesus' passion history. We think about how he was praying for his disciples, giving them the special sacrament to strengthen them in their faith, assure them that their sins are forgiven. He healed Malchus's ear. He prays for the soldiers, even though they're driving stakes through his arms. He shows concern for his mother Mary and for his youngest disciple John. The mindset of Christ is to think of others before himself. And we've benefited because of that. We have heaven in front of us because of that. And so St. Paul is saying to us as Christians, take this same way of thinking into your life. Look at people in the same way. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this be the thought pattern in our minds and hearts to treat others ahead of ourselves. in heaven someday, we're going to fully realize the magnitude of the sacrifice that God gave up for us so that we could come there and live with Him forever. There's a great passage I'd like to end with that was written by a man named Cyril many years ago. The Son of God joined our nature to Himself so that He might restore it to its original beauty. Let's have a prayer as we close. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for sending Your Son into this world to be our Redeemer. We thank You for the humility that He has shown on our behalf to forgive us our sins and to get us out of our graves that we may someday live with You in heaven. Help us to truly appreciate and treasure this grace, and also have us adopt this same mindset toward other people in our day-to-day lives, that we may reflect our Savior's cross. We pray it in His name. Amen. May God truly bless your day.